Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, that reminds me, we'll have Ross Tucker every Tuesday.
Starting September, nice, Donnie.
Yeah. Every other.
Every other.
Oh, every other Tuesday. Yep. Okay. All right. I'll get on him for that on the 9th. We're bi-weekly. That's how important we are to
him. I don't think that has anything to do with him.
You think it's about chicken?
Hey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I've been gone for about 10 days, and I want Goo to help me out. Okay, so... how are the Giants doing? I looked at the numbers. They're 4-6 since I left.
Right.
So they're...
I'll tell you
they're
what.
They're playing pretty well.
No, the best part of what they've done since you've been gone...
Yeah, tell
just,
me.
...just happened this weekend, taking two
Did
or three
from Milwaukee. Did they extend Melvin again?
No.
Another year? Just, for Bobby?
It is what it is, but at this point, Stoney, I got to give them credit for doing their job, but they took two or three from Milwaukee. And let me just tell you this, and I told Evan Friday, he kind of planted the seed. The Brewers are not winning the World Series, okay? They
Neither
are a great
Giants,
story.
Though,
hello. But the bottom line, Stoney, is I will go to my grave with the 2025 Giants being underachievers. I believe they're better than what they've shown. That's neither here nor there, but you're right. 4-6 since you've been gone, so – I guess you could say, and you said it during the break, nothing's changed, right?
Well, where are we with Melvin over the last 10 days? Has anything changed there?
I think a lot of people, Giant fans included, social media, think he's gone. Or,
oh, really?
Or would like a change.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, 6-8. Does the math still work for the Giants?
No, I'm not even. I told Willard Friday, you missed this.
Oh.
We'll see him today on the crossover.
Oh.
Get to 500 first before you start talking about some damn playoffs.
Well, I don't think. Are they talking about the playoffs?
No, I'm just for anybody, for even me. Computer, Commodore 64, shut off until you are 500. That's my computer.
Okay.
Old school.
All right. And what about what's going on with Kuminga? Are the Warriors sniffing around LeBron James again? Before we get back into the
night. No, take your time. It's our show. Our show. Damn it, take your time. There was a report, erroneous, that I was ready for a victory lap here. Evan wouldn't let me take it. But his biggest fan on the Warriors staff or in the organization is still Joe Lacob, like I had been saying, neither here nor there. But, Stoney, what is going? Like, it's not embarrassing, but it's just disappointed that, I mean, it could go so many ways like a Rubik's Cube, but damn, again, what is the holdup? Is there any part of spite, bitterness, this holding this thing up from both parties? I can't believe this is how they drew it up. You say what to
them? Well, I'm sure it's not the way they drew it up. I'm sure they would like to have had some kind of resolution by this point, but I completely see why they haven't. And Kuminga's just one of four restricted free agents, all of whom haven't been signed yet. So it's we're getting ready for what, September?
Cam Thomas, Giddey,
I don't
Kuminga,
know what to tell
and I forget
you.
The fourth.
I mean, I just think we're in a holding pattern, and it's going to go on for a little while. All right, the Niners. Let me ask you a question.
It's go
right
time.
Now.
It is preseason's over. Finito.
Can we talk? Let's talk about one guy, and that is Jake Moody. And what should the 49ers do with Jake Moody?
He's like Evan. Yeah, I love you, and I had a blast.
But, so let me just start here with Moody and the way I think the problem is he's going to start the year like Gabe Kapler started his tenure with the Giants as a manager. He's going to start underwater. He just is.
Because
there's a lot of pressure on him. He's coming off a bad year. They brought in competition for him, and he's going to be the guy that is going to get as much scrutiny as anybody. And he will miss a kick this year. Like, he's going to miss a kick. And the minute he misses a kick is when everybody's going to start talking about, well, what about the next kick? So I just think with a kicker like Moody, with so much water under the bridge, you're playing with fire with Moody. You're asking him to have... He not only has to have a great year, he's got to not even have a slump. And so I don't see Moody succeeding here over the course of the entire season. 888-957-9570. We're the faithful with Moody right now.
I think they're like you, Stoney. They got doubt. They want change, but the bottom line is, you know, a word we kept talking about last week was draftism in regard to Brock Purdy and what we think he should do, and is he getting his propers, you know? And I'll say this. I believe a lot of that anguish comes from the Niner faithful because of where he was drafted. But the bottom line, Steiny, is he's relatively young. He's got a strong foot. So to me, you know, again, he hit a 50-yarder in the Super Bowl, missed extra point, you lost, you know, that can't, you went to overtime. But I just can't believe that the vitriol that's coming this young man way. And to me, I talked about Bob Melvin, I feel like doesn't have this component. Coach him up, Stoney. I feel like kickers, it's all a mental game. This dude's got the strength in his foot. So obviously, I'm not too far off if Kyle and John chose to bring him back. Or did they not want to cut him so somebody could write up in the Examiner, the Chronicle, the Athletic, the Standard, how bad of a pick that was by Kyle? Is there something to that you believe?
Well, I think if you look at the
situation. You know, admit the mistake?
Well, I mean, they did it with Trey Lance, so I got to believe they're not afraid to do it. But I also think part of this is, yeah, I mean, Moody was a third-round draft pick, and they're giving him every opportunity under the sun. And the question now becomes, can he have a great year? Because I don't know if a good year is going to cut it.
Wow. 70% last year, Stoney. He played 14 games, missed three, 24-34. I'll tell you this, and anybody listening out there, 6-11 from 40 to 49 yards, Stoney, 4 of 9, 50-plus, and as long as 53. I'll say this. If he has the exact same year he did last year, I think he's done. How about that? Meet me halfway.
I would agree with that. This is Kyle Shanahan on Jake Moody.
I mean, I thought he had one of the best games I've ever seen a guy have last week. You know, I know he missed extra point today, which definitely doesn't make us happy, but we'll see how it goes in the year. I know he's a talented kicker. I know he's done some really good things for us. He had a rough last seven games last year, but... You know, I think he's had a real good offseason and a real good preseason also.
It's just amazing. Ask me what.
What's amazing?
The fact that some people don't consider field goal kickers, and I'm talking about NFL players, they don't consider them real football players. And yet these guys, you know, the offensive, defensive players, put their life on the line to have an outcome of a game. Most of the time, sometimes in big moments, come down to a kicker that some athletes and players deem are not really football players. And it's just incredible, Stoney. So if I'm Jake Moody and my coach says he had the best game of his career and that was preseason, I guess that kind of just puts a stamp on what he's been since he's been a 49er, right?
Well, listen to it again, because am I the only one that – I can't be the only one that caught this.
I mean, I thought he had one of the best games I've ever seen a guy have last week. You know, I know he missed extra point today, which definitely doesn't make us happy, but we'll see how it goes in the year. That, you know, I know he's a talented kicker. I know he's done some really good things for us. He had a rough last seven games last year, but, you know, I think he's had a real good offseason and a real good preseason also.
He said, we'll see how it goes this year.
No, I heard him.
He didn't say Jake Moody's our kicker. He said, we'll see how it goes this year. That tells me that this guy is going to be on a short leash from the minute the first game starts. And maybe that's the way it should be for every kicker. But I think with Moody, it's exacerbated because of his year last year. And I also do think that the people that aren't crazy about Shanahan look at this as a blemish on his record, too, because he is showing a loyalty to Moody that maybe he hasn't shown to other players.
But when you draft a kicker that high, that's your time to see.
Well, how long
you're
has
telling
he been?
The world, I found another diamond in the rough, but he's a kicker. Well, and it ain't panned out.
Well, it didn't pan out with Trey Lance.
No,
and they got rid of Trey Lance.
Gotcha.
So why can't they get rid of Moody if he can't get it done?
No, and to your point, I don't think you're wrong. And in no shape, way, or form do I feel sorry for Jake Moody. But if I were his best friend or father or whomever's, Donnie, I would tell him, hey, son, you're kicking for your job. And normally, you just said it a few seconds ago, that's normally par for the course. But the bottom line is, I don't know if he's putting what he's going to do with that pressure, but he is kicking for his job. And Kyle just said as much.
Right. That's why I don't think he's going to be able to make it through the year. Because let me ask you this. Like, what are Moody's, what's the criteria now for Jake Moody? Like, how
to
many
be reliable.
Kicks, how many kicks does he get to miss? Does he get to miss one a game? But if you keep winning, you keep going with him. Like, this is the part that I think we're underestimating going into the season. Yeah, if he makes his first five kicks, that'll be a good start.
Buy yourself some time.
But if he misses the sixth, then it's right back onto the clock.
And then what are you doing?
You can't miss two kicks in a row.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's going to get ugly. So I like the fact that he said we'll see how it goes this year. To me, shows he's not married to this guy at all. Mm. In fact, this guy may have the shortest leash of anybody on the team.
And he did mention, Steiny, I'm not making excuses for Jake because I'm rooting for the kid. And I know Niner fans are, but they just don't. They're like you a little bit. They don't believe in him. But his first year, Steiny, 21 to 25, 84%, 4 of 5 from 40 to 49, and 2 of 3 from 50 plus, and his long was 57. He fell off last year. That field goal percentage went all the way down from 84 to 70. And you're going to be like, goo, no excuses. The last seven games, he was coming back off an injury, Steiny. Remember, he tried to make that tackle? So I'm just saying maybe that was a part of why he was so, you know, not relied on or unreliable last year. But, man, he cannot have a 2024 and 2025 and think he's going to have a job. That I will – the pressure's on him.
Well, and that's why I don't think he makes it the whole year.
Mm.
Because he's not going to be afforded one slump during the year. I can't imagine. Because he's such a focal point.
Well, let me say this to that. All right, he makes the first 4 of 6 field goals.
Well, 4 of 6?
Yeah, 4 of 6. But the 2 he misses are game winners or one to tie the game.
Then he's done.
See, wow.
How long are they?
Four
of six?
Yeah. He makes them.
I need
but
to know
the two he misses are one's descended to overtime or one to tie the game.
That's all that matters.
So there's a variance of the importance, right? They're all important, but
well, I mean, if he's 4 for 6 and he's missed 260 yarders, I think that's one
thing.
Let's
say 54 makeable kicks for the tie or to go to overtime. I think that's like missing 2 or 3 kicks.
Yeah, I mean,
you know what I mean?
Of course.
The visual.
That's the point. If he costs him one game this year,
margin of error,
then what?
Mm.
Like, I'm not saying then what, but I'm saying then what in terms of the fans? Then what in terms of Moody's teammates? Mm. Then what in terms of Shanahan feeling pressure about maybe having to make a move at kicker? Like, I actually, I think, obviously, I think kicker's huge. But I also think if a guy's not working out, lose him.
But
there are other kickers out there.
But Stani, you're going to go to the Walmart of, or Dick's Sporting Goods of field goal kickers?
Yeah. Because
you never go get Ray Worthy or the best guys that
way. Moody stunk last year. And if he's not effective this year after five or six games, he's got to go. Mm. I'd be happy to look down the list, but in football, I think there's been a number of occasions where they bring a kicker in and then the kicker just becomes the kicker for a few years.
But a third round pick, Stani. That's what Kyle saw something.
What? Well, what did he see? Okay, what did he see in Lance?
I got you. Like, we talked about Lance last week.
What does he see?
Like, I hear you.
I'm just saying.
But what Moody did in 2023, where his field goal percentage was 84%, only missed four. That at this point, are you done with that? Are you just going Janet Jackson?
That doesn't matter
anymore.
What
have you done for me lately?
Why? Okay, let me ask you a question.
I'm being real.
Why would 2 years ago matter now?
Because he did sustain. I'm not making excuses, people. He did get hurt last year.
But
and you kind of wonder.
But I get it all. But you're saying, like, you're agreeing with me that if he misses some kicks, he's done. So, like, that's all I'm saying is he is going into the season
on thin ice
under the gun.
Yeah.
And that's not how you want a kicker to go into a season, especially one who's got some, I don't know, confidence issues.
Now that, there we go. And
this is where
that's big right there. You just said it.
And this is where I got it. Just disagree with you a little. I don't think Kyle Shanahan can say anything to Moody to give him confidence if he doesn't have it. Mm. Moody's got to have confidence on his own. He's got to figure out that he needs to go back to the kicker that he was that got drafted, whatever that means.
But even, go ahead, Stan.
I mean, I just...
Even if you got to lie to him, prop him up, though. That's what I mean, like... Right now, he could truly be intimidated, thinking, "Well, my coach don't believe in me."
Then you gotta lose him.
But you got—he's afforded some misses before you get there. But I would lie to somebody, "Hey, Stani, we believe in your kid. Go out there and just concentrate and do your thing. You might miss the next eight." But I do wonder if Jake is kind of smelling and hearing the noise about I'm on thin ice, and maybe that's why they celebrated like they won the Super Bowl against the Raiders.
Yeah, my question to 49ers fans is not, you know, how this is going to play out, because we don't know how it's going to play out. But if you're Kyle Shanahan right now, or you're a member of the 49ers front office or coaching staff, and your kicker is Jake Moody, and you're coming into this season, like, how do you handle that if you're a head coach? Do you pretend all systems are go and that your kicker is as solidified as any kicker in the NFL when we know that he might not be? Like, I'm asking 49er fans, like, what would be the best case scenario here other than, oh, Moody's going to go 23 for 27 with three of his misses being 50 plus. Well, that's a great year. But first game of the season, he goes 1 for 2 and misses a 39 yarder. Like, that. Think about the noise. And
he's there now, but again, Scotty,
that's why I also think their decision making in this particular area may have to be very decisive. Like I said, he goes 1 for 2 in the opener, misses a 39 yarder. You might want to just cut your losses there as opposed to let's give him a couple more games to see if he can get it back and start making field goals. I don't know. And you also have to be aware, I think. You have to be aware of how his teammates feel. I mean, what if his teammates don't have any confidence?
Didn't they just show us that in Vegas? Or do you
think
they were, when they mobbed him?
Well,
or do you think there was sarcasm in some of that?
No, I mean, he hits a 59 yarder to win a game. I mean, you want to
prop him up.
You want to celebrate the thing, but it's like, of course they're not rooting against him, but if they don't believe in him, then you can't use him.
So, and you tell me how you feel. So in 2023, when they went to the Super Bowl, Stani, and lost to the Chiefs, he was 3 of 3 and had a 55-yarder. That was his long. We all saw it. 3 of 3, but he missed an extra point in which a game went to overtime. But I honestly believe that performance, and I moved past it, is the reason he's still here on his ninth life. Can you understand? Like, when he's good, that's what you can get outside of the missed extra point. And I think that's why he's still, you know, you're ready to jettison him and you're not by yourself. But, Stoney, I do believe that's why he's still kicking here.
I'm not ready to jettison him.
Because that's the biggest, grandest stage of them all, yet you did miss extra
again,
point.
Again, that would, like, so it sounds to me like what he did in one game 2 years ago is more important than the season he had last year.
No, definitely not that. I would just say I honestly believe, Stoney, when he came back, he wasn't the same, but he was out there. And you could say, and that's why Kyle kind of condensed it to the last seven games. But you got to do that if you're going to run him back and hopefully, you know, point your finger. But you're right. In any sport, whatever position, if confidence is what you think is the issue, man, I only believe a psychologist or self-policing oneself can get you out of that.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let me just put it to you this way, 49er fans. Do we have a field goal kicker problem right now?
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Do we have a field goal kicker problem going into the season? And is it something that's got to be monitored in real time so that if and when they need to make a move, they got to make a move immediately? Because I don't think, like, I do think after everything that's happened that he's got to be on a shorter leash.
Do you think that somehow he's a scapegoat, Stoney?
For what? He had a bad year.
And so did they.
Okay, and they got rid of some guys who were part of that team last year. And, like, what do you see? This is, I don't get it. Like, you're okay with a mediocre year. Like, that, all I'm saying is the way it's been set up this year, they're asking for trouble with Moody. Right. That's all I'm saying.
And all I'm saying is three strikes and you're out. And I am holding on to the past, 90, and I'm going to 2023. Like that counts for Jake Moody in my book. I just don't feel like you, it's a sure shot. You go to the football Walmart or the kicker aisle and you're going to find somebody that's better than Jake Moody. Well, if he's good, if he's the good version of Jake.
Well, that's fine. If he's a good version of Jake,
we got no problem.
We'll keep him.
Yeah.
If he's Jake Moody from last year, I do believe you could get somebody in here and do better than him. He was not very good last year. Let's go to K Bueno in Oakland. K Bueno, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Doing all right, guys. Happy Monday. Wanted to touch base on this whole Moody situation. And, yeah, I mean, you said it right now. The leash is like, I don't even know if he has a leash anymore at this point. I feel like, you know, there's the slack is at a minimum for him. I think he's got to be a good Jake this year in order to just keep his job. I think the way I feel, and I think a lot of fans probably agree with this, with Moody, I feel the same way I did when Duvall was still in the Giants. You know, it's Duvall. You know, he had great stuff, you know, regularly clocking in at a C-note on a speed gun. The Duke could throw gas. He had good stuff. But he just had the whoopsies. And every time he came out of the bullpen, I just didn't feel good. It was a flip of the coin. It could be either great or it could be boom or bust. And with Moody, it's the same thing. The guy has got a great leg. Yeah, he can hit it from 60-plus, but he's inaccurate. He's inconsistent. And I feel like the general feeling is that he's going to cost us more games to lose than actually win us more games.
Yeah. I mean, that's fair. You know, you're down two with with 30 seconds left and Moody's got a 45-yarder to win it, I mean,
you want to feel like that's going in.
I hate to say it, but like the game does depend on him.
Right.
And he misses that kick. How many more do you give him? Like that's the part. I think it's one thing. Let's say they come out against Seattle, he misses a 49-yarder, but they win 21-13. All right. Let's go to second. Let's go to week two.
Yeah.
All right, week
the
two.
Saints.
They win again and he's 1-for-2, but he misses a 48-yarder. I mean, there's gonna be a point where if it costs him, I don't know what the answer would be at that point, because the only thing you could say is, no, we've got full support, we've got full confidence in Moody. But that doesn't change. I think it matters when a field goal kicker comes onto his home field and gets booed. Like, I think that does make the job harder.
And go ahead.
That's the one thing I'm wondering about. I always try to bring, like, I try to think about this, how it practically might play out. And what would be the best case scenario? Well, probably makes his first 10 field goals, 7 of which are over 46 yards.
Right.
Yeah, okay, that would be great.
Confidence on 1,000.
But one miss. Two misses, maybe they don't hurt you. The third miss, week 7 hurts you. You're just going to be trying to calibrate the field goal position, the field goal kicker position all year, and it's a lot of pressure on Moody.
Yeah, and I'll wrap it up like this, because you said it earlier, Snotty, just cut your losses. It would be a bad look where you had an opportunity to just cut the experience, cut the cord, but could you imagine by week 4 or week 5, he's off to a horrid start, and then you do it? Then they'll double back and question, why didn't you guys take care of this in the offseason? Like, I'm telling you how I feel.
Well, that's
but I understand
thing.
That would be a horrible look for the brass.
888-957-9570 is the number. And if you're assessing the concerns of the 49ers after the exhibition season, is it a singular player like a Moody, like a Jennings, like a McCaffrey? Is it special teams? Is it the wide receivers? But after a month of watching this team since training camp, where are we? And is Moody your biggest concern? Or do you have bigger concerns than Moody? 888-957-9570 is the number. That segment was brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. This Labor Day weekend, be road trip ready with Valvoline Instant Oil Change. No appointment needed. Stay in your car while they change your oil and check your tires, battery, and fluids before you head down the coast or over the Golden Gate. Visit BayAreaOilChange.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.